It seemed all of Wellington, Kansas, just south of Wichita, its older folks, young families, farmers, veterans, and kids stood with their hands over their hearts for the start of the Kansas Wheat Festival parade in July. For 120 years, this Wellington ritual has celebrated not only the wheat harvest, but small-town patriotism, the flag, and military flyovers. There is a carnival and games.
And we have cow patty bingo right after the parade. It's always a fun thing to watch the cow run around. You buy square, and if he poops on it, you win something.
But for some, simmering just below the surface of this Norman Rockwell moment of unity is the feeling that Wellington, and in fact the world, are changing. For some voters, this year feels different than wheat festivals of the past.
I'm a Republican voting as a Democrat.
Glennis Zimmerman is a 72-year-old self-described political junkie and a lifelong Republican. She says her values are shifting away from her husband of 36 years and those of the party she's always embraced.
I think that we've kind of lost our way as a country. And I see things that, to me, look like Germany when Hitler took over.
Just a bit up Main Street, waiting for the parade to pass by, 26-year-old Lindsay Posey sat in front of the offices of the Wellington Daily newspaper. Her sister sat right next to her, holding Posey's 8-month-old baby in her lap. Posey says the birth of her daughter has changed her perspective on some issues, like guns.
I'm, thinking about her future, and it scares me to put her in a public school. I don't think that we should take guns away completely, but I think that there should be a lot stricter laws.
The daughter of a conservative minister, her views on guns and reproductive rights are making waves around their dinner table, but the family's still able to have open conversations. She says it's not the same out in the community.
And was her name already on the list? I forget.
She wrote it.
Just before the parade, residents crowded into a room in the Wellington Senior Center for a candidate forum sponsored by the Sumner County Republican Party. The county voted 80% for Donald Trump in 2020, but more Democrats are running for local and statewide races than in previous years, so officials decided to invite Democratic candidates. One Republican official who preferred not to give his name said he sees conservatives digging in and leaning more to the right with what's going on in the world.
There's a lot of violence, and we're getting shortages of food and fuel, and prices are going up very rapidly. People are feeling very insecure.
Robin Rivers was at the forum as a surrogate for Republican Attorney General Derek Schmidt, who's hoping to oust Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. Speaking for herself and not the candidate, Rivers said she's hearing people are irate about the January 6th investigation.
About the way that the people have been treated afterwards. Everybody had a right to be there in Washington, D.C.
The Democrat in the race for the U.S. Senate is Reverend Mark Holland, a Methodist minister and a one-term mayor of Kansas City, Kansas. He won't say it out loud, but he knows his odds of beating the popular Jerry Moran are slim in a state where Republicans outnumber Democrats nearly 2-1.
A lot of the rural counties are very conservative. I think we need to be willing to lose less badly. What Democrats have done is they look at the numbers and they say, well, there's no sense in even going there.
At a recent monthly meeting of the Wyandotte County Democrats, Michelle Millage, registered as unaffiliated in Johnson County, was here to listen to Mark Holland and the other Democratic hopefuls. She owns a gun, but opposes 18-year-olds having AR-15s. She supports the January 6th committee, and she voted for Jerry Moran. But she's written and called his office to say she is unhappy that he did not support the investigation of the riots or the bipartisan gun safety bill.
I am not in favor of the movement on the right at this moment at all. I am reflecting on my past decision to support Jerry Moran.
Millage and others in Kansas represent the voice of the exhausted middle, that block of Kansas voters who traditionally represent more centrist positions. They are frustrated elected officials like Jerry Moran are not representing their views, but that alternatives still don't seem to have a chance. I'm Laura Ziegler.